Today is Friday, December 6, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. This is going to be a quickie, even a quickier than usual, because I was going to come home a little bit early to record because we're going to a show in Branson at the Sights and Sounds Theater, and we're going with my parents, and I was like, oh yeah, we'll be there by 3:30. But then I completely forgot that, you know, it's a 2-hour drive to Branson, and by the time the show is over and we get home, it's going to be midnight or something, and I'm probably not going to be able to record a show. And, so I'm like, I've got to record something because I'm like, you know, my whole intro is 5 days a week. I mean, I guess I don't specify that it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but, you know, that's generally how I've been doing it. So I thought, oh, all of my devoted listeners will be like, think something's wrong or that I died or something if I don't get a show out. So anyway, so I am doing that. And I finished my recap of Esther's Follies, and so I know Gary is happy. Let's go ahead and listen to a voicemail, though.
Hey, bro, how's it going? It's Moose. Let me clarify a little bit. The reason I say I really don't have to watch what I'm eating, I do watch what I eat. However, it is I'm watching for quantity and quality. For the last 3 weeks, I've been trying to get in about 3,000 calories a day, which actually is kind of tough on good quality food. That's about 3 pounds of meat plus a couple of protein shakes every day. Now, I am not a fast food person. I don't like white bread. I don't like potatoes. I don't like all that stuff they serve in fast food restaurants. So I love fruits, vegetables, and healthy foods. So, on 3,000 calories a day, I've lost 6 pounds over 2 weeks. Well, anyway, thought I'd let you know. Bye.
Thanks for calling, Moose. Well, that's the problem, isn't it? I mean, I love fast food. I love white bread. I love potatoes. I love starch. I love carbs. I love all of that stuff. So, yeah, of course. If you're just eating like chicken breast and, you know, broccoli and you love that, I mean, that's fine. When I was doing Weight Watchers, which I probably should just go back to doing Weight Watchers, but when I was doing Weight Watchers, you know, fruits and vegetables were 0 points. So you could eat as much of that as you wanted. Chicken breast was 0 points, you know. Lean meat was very low in points, but man, I love a double cheeseburger, you know, and not just the beef, but like all of the stuff. So I don't know. I mean, I know what I need to do. I mean, I honestly know what I need to do, but it's just getting back the willpower. I have willpower in spurts, I swear. So I don't know what to do about that. Okay, let's listen to one more. Thanks for the call.
Hey, Adam, it's Taylor from Pod is My Co-Pilot.
Hey, Taylor.
I am calling you because you are asking for voicemails.
Yep.
And I enjoy Amazon, so I figured I could combine the two. And I am actually completely caught up on Geeky Gay. I had been about 2 weeks behind on everybody's podcast, but I decided to just kind of burn through yours while I was sitting in front of my Christmas tree and just kind of listening to you. So, and I heard you say a couple of weeks ago that you feel like a celebrity when you hear us mention you on Pod as My Co-Pilot. Does this make me a celebrity because I'm being mentioned on Geeky Gay?
No.
Question to ponder.
I guarantee.
Have a good night.
You Bye. Too. Thanks for your call, Taylor. No, I guarantee you have like 15 times as many listeners as I do to this little train wreck of a show. And so that makes you're already a celebrity, so you being on Geeky Gay does not raise your celebrity quotient whatsoever. I mean, you know, it would if I was a show worth note. But, you know, that probably puts down all of my wonderful listeners when I say that. I mean, all of my listeners that love my show, love the work that I put out, they're probably like, hey, don't put down your show. We listen to that. And, you know, but I got to be self-deprecating. It's just a little personal journal show. I don't even really put in a lot of bumpas like Fatty does, or I don't do voices like Auntie Vera. I don't even want to try that because I don't even remember what Conscience used to say. I feel like I should try a Conscience voice, but it's been so long that I can't remember what Conscience sounds like, and I totally would screw it up anyway. And then, you know, Sassy, I don't do a voice like Toppy does, and Toppy writes like whole scripts and has a whole, like, you know, play that he puts on, and I just kind of tell you guys what's going on in my life and take 5 episodes to tell you what's, you know, what happened in Esther's Follies. So who knows? Cancer? Taylor text messaged today and said he's still cancer free. So I want everyone, we have a little group text message that some of the suits are on, and Fatty hates it. Like Fatty does not like getting text messages because they cost him money. I don't know why. Why did I refer to Taylor as cancer? Oh, that's horrible. Anyway, so Taylor messaged the group today, and he was like, oh, I got my scan. I hope I'm not giving too much information, Taylor. Anyway, it was just, he said he had his visit with his doctor, and he had a clean bill of health as far as the cancer was concerned. So congratulations, Taylor. It just made me think of that because you had left a voicemail. But yeah, so Fatty responded and said he was, I think he's driving to Atlanta right now, and something about they're going to, I don't know, get rid of his parents' ashes this weekend or something like that. But anyway, so I guess there's not much else to say about Austin, but I will say, you know, after Esther's Follies, we walked back to the hotel, and we pretty much just went to bed. We were watching something on TV, but we went to bed, and then we got up the next morning. I guess there's nothing Austin, but there is something about the trip. So then the next morning we got up and we drove to Waco, and we are big fans of Chip and Joanna Gaines, Fixer Upper fame. And so we actually went to Waco, which is where they live and where the show Fixer Upper was filmed. And they have like a retail store called The Silos that's actually built on a property that has a couple of grain silos, like huge, big, I guess they're grain silos, but anyway, they're huge. And they also have a restaurant called Magnolia Table. And we went to the restaurant first. The plan was to have lunch at the restaurant and then go to The Silos and, you know, buy a couple of souvenirs or something and then finish, you know, drive the rest of the way home. And we went, it's such a busy restaurant. They had a chain line, like a queue outside. You didn't even go in and put your name in like you normally would in a restaurant. You had to wait in line in this queue just to put your name in. And then it was an hour and a half wait for 2 people. But if you had a party of 5 or more, we were there about 12:30. It was already too late. Like, they couldn't get you in. And the food was really good, though. I bought a cookbook. They had the biscuits. The homemade biscuits were so good. And they had a bacon drip jam, bacon and onion, and then also a jalapeno pepper drip jam that you put on the burger or on other things. So good. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys Monday. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.